This way, down the alley, and around the corner there. Why? Look at all the cigarette butts by the door. The club staff comes out here on break. You don't want them watching us, do you? Watching us do what? You weren't this coy on a dance floor, strutting about in that ink spell of a dress and those lovely thigh highs of yours. What did you think was going to happen if you followed me out here? But it's your choice, baby. Go back inside and order another drink, or let me take you back into the shadows and see what happens. Oh, look at your eyes sparkle. Come on, around here, out of sight. There. You like that? Pinned to the wall, arms raised up over your head? Yeah, I thought you might. I can taste your excitement. It's different than my last victim. Yours is more tart and bubbly. You look confused. Let me taste that too. You focus when you're confused, like a stream of ice water. My last victim wallowed in it like cream, and the one before that? Well, that victim was always confused. No, don't speak. You can't anyway. Not with your lips stuck together, like your hands are stuck to the wall. You thought my palms were sweaty with excitement. Silly, silly. Ooh, panic. Let me have a taste. Very sharp and vinegary. I'll explain. Just let me get your feet first. It makes it easier if you're good and stuck. Easier for me, I mean. So off with this silly stiletto. I'm going to create a puddle and press your foot down. Oh, I know. It's goopy and gross. Now the other shoe. Don't kick. I'm stronger than you think. I said, don't kick. Let me press. There. Now both your feet are trapped. You can struggle all you want. Pull and twist and try to kick. But my glue is, well, I'd say it was inescapable. But you tell me. You're the one stuck. Stuck. I bet you wish you'd gone back inside and had that drink. Hey, look at me. Calm down. I've already tasted your panic. This'll go a lot faster if you calm down and listen. I can get you out of that stuff before it spreads and hardens. It's already inching over the top of your feet and oozing down your wrists. See? I can free you. No harm, no foul. Well, your thigh highs are pretty much ruined. But you? You'll be fine. If you give me what I want. Nod, so I know you understand me. Okay? Good girl. So, I'm a monster. You've probably figured that out already. Specifically, I'm a shapeshifter. Remember the hot guy with the tattoo who tried to cut in on us dancing? There, you see? I'm the spitting image of him, right? No, don't scream. You can't anyway with your lips glued together. So just watch. Picture the bartender, the one with the nose ring. Ta-da! Pretty cool, huh? I can do others too. Dog, cat, bird. I once got my hands on a bat. Wow, that is, well, a speedy bullet. I can transform into any creature whose DNA I consume. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down. Consume is the wrong word. Let's just say sample. I promise the tattoo guy, the bartender, the bat, they're all fine. I'm not here to kill you and take your place. I'm not a doppelganger. If I were, well, you'd be in a lot more trouble. Maybe wrapped in a doppelganger's web with a stinger jabbed in your neck. Doesn't sound too pleasant, does it? But I'm not like that. I don't need to be. Living creatures are messy. Humans, maybe most of all. They leave their DNA everywhere. Hair, sweat, saliva. How do you think things like me could have evolved otherwise? I can walk into any hair salon or gym or pet shop and consume, I mean, fill up on all the samples that I need. Honestly, even 10 minutes inside that club, and I'm as fat and happy as a tick on a dog. Sorry, a fat and happy parasite is probably not the best visual. But truly, I got all the DNA I need from you on our first kiss, and it didn't hurt a bit, did it? So why the trap? I bet you're wondering. Well, I need other things. Things that help me pass as human. As fun as it is being a bat, or an owl, or a wolf, being human is the best. I mean, come on. Spaghetti, wine, chocolate. You humans don't know how incredibly well you live. But to be perceived as human, I have to exhibit human emotions. So, I take samples of feeling, just like I take samples of DNA. And I can only do that by getting really, really close to my subject. Now, I've already tasted your excitement and your confusion and your panic, but I think you're good for a few more sensations. Here, let me shift my fingernails, make them cat claw sharp so I can cut away this dress of yours. There you are. In your underwear and stockings. Anyone could walk by and see you like this, trapped here, on display, with your hands caught. You can't cover yourself, with your feet stuck, you can't run away. How does that make you feel? Yes. Yes, it's so delicious. Shame, all hot and soupy with unshed tears. Oh, more struggling. And a taste of anger with hints of anguish. Very spicy. That glue is diabolical stuff, isn't it? Just stretchy enough to give you hope that you might be able to pull free. But as soon as you stop struggling, it sucks you back and oozes a little further down your arms and up your ankles. Gross and goopy and ah, frustration. Like hard candy to gnaw on. Yum. You're an excellent prize, my pretty girl. I wonder what else can I coax out of you? What if I kissed you here, just under your ear? Arousal, like molten chocolate, and along your jaw. Oh, girl, I can taste your pleasure, like wine. You're struggling again, trying to yank your hands free, trying to move your feet. But it's all play, isn't it? You're not seeking escape. You're seeking permission. Permission to feel all the wild emotions tangled up inside you. You're trapped, baby. Trapped. You can't be held responsible for whatever happens, for whatever you feel. So feel me kissing down your throat. That's it. I can taste it all. Desire and doubt and dark secret delight. Naughty girl, you're stuck. Stuck. Helpless. Your hands. Very pretty little stockinged feet. Glued in place. I can taste your horror and your secret joy. Struggle, struggle, girl. Try to get free. Oh, let me drink your hot, happy fear. That was lovely. So intoxicating. But look what all that bucking and struggling has done. The glue is halfway up your thighs and down past your elbows. Of course, if you keep still, it'll be hours before it covers you up completely. Just kidding. Just kidding. I wanted to get a little taste of terror, a touch of dessert before I let you go. Hang on. Hang on. Let me just reabsorb that goop. Hands first. Now your feet. There. And last, your mouth. What emotion am I tasting now? Something juicy, almost meaty. Is that satisfaction? Ow! What? Did you just jab me with something? Oh my. I feel lightheaded. Help me sit down. What did you do? Did you sting me? Huh? No. Let go of my feet. What? What are you doing? What are you wrapping around my feet? My legs. It's so sticky. Like webbing. No. No. Let me go. Let me go. Not my hands. Ah! Not my hands! You monster! I can't. I can't move. I can't move. Wait. What's happening to you? You're changing. Transforming. Transforming into me. A doppelganger? You're a doppelganger. Stealing the powers of a shapeshifter. I wasn't stalking you in the club. You were stalking me. Well, isn't that delicious?